The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I denounce white supremacy. And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities.
So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
We have the strongest economy in the world. We are coming around the corner. And next year is going to be better than ever before.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I wish someone would tell me I had a handsome smile. I mean, my goodness. Pavlina never tells me that. Eric never tells me that. Derek certainly never tells me that. Joey sure doesn't tell me. The president gets a woman to stand in front of him who's leaning towards voting for Biden. I don't think she's leaning for Biden. She's not talking about Joe Biden's smile. She's not talking about that cut 11. Here's the lady last night, Paulette Dale, who is was really nice, and she had a question about illegal immigration. The president answered it very directly, as he did all night long. If you were looking for a good week for our side, God gave you one. We've had a good week. This has been a good week for the president, for Republicans, for conservatism, for the country, for law and order, for civility. It has been a good week. Last night was better than any stupid debate could have ever been. That was a perfect forum for Donald J. Trump. Yeah, I know about Savannah Guthrie. Of course Savannah Guthrie is going to be Savannah Guthrie. That shouldn't surprise anybody. Only surprise is people act surprised. Oh, she was argumentative. You think? Oh, boy, what a shocker. Yeah, but George Stephanopoulos wasn't argumentative with Joe Biden. Oh, really? Even bigger shock. You didn't think the former Clinton top administration aide would be tough on the Democrat nominee for president? Come on. George Stephanopoulos being on that stage is a joke. Don't be surprised by stuff that isn't surprising. Be surprised that a woman stood up on the stage who's last night in Miami and told the president, boy, you're a handsome man.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, you have a great smile.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, he does. You're so handsome when you smile. Okay.
Do you know what that did to people who hate Donald Trump? They immediately broke out in hives. They immediately started talking to themselves. They immediately started babbling and looking around wildly. They started hitting the TV screen. And the audience clapped. How about the lady over Trump's shoulder pumping her fist and nodding all through it? Young black woman nodding her head all through it. Clearly a Trump fan, was on camera the whole time. Libs were so furious they want her chased down and identified. They want to ruin her. I'm not kidding you. I'm not going to give you who it was. A very prominent lib on Twitter last night, I guess. I read about it. I don't read Twitter. I read, my team gives me tweets that are printed out or forwarded to me because I don't want to contribute to that cesspool because I hate them. And what they've done this week over the Hunter Biden story confirms good old Gallagher has been right again about that cesspool of big tech controlled social media with immunity. They can't be sued. Well, they went after the wrong folks this week over the Hunter Biden story. And another shocker, how about this? George Stephanopoulos didn't get around to asking Joe Biden one question about the Hunter Biden laptop and the emails and the New York Post report. New York Post is the oldest newspaper in America. It's got, I think, the third or fourth largest circulation in the country. It is not the Penny Saver. It's a real American newspaper with an expose about Joe Biden knowing something that he has denied he's known. George Stephanopoulos didn't lay a glove, didn't lay a finger on it, didn't touch it. No time for that. An hour and a half. No, not one question. What a scummy, corrupt hack. He's just a little hack who worked for Bill Clinton. He was kissing his butt when he worked for him. Now he's kissing Joe Biden's butt, and he pretends to be an ABC anchor. Give me a break. It's a joke. It's a whole joke. And Americans see right through it. This week gave America a very good reason to reelect Donald Trump and vote for Republicans across the board. And I'm loving it. I am in a euphoric state. You can't even a Trump-hating caller can't ruin my good mood. You can try. 1-800-655-MIKE. I tell me if you don't like the president what you thought of the president's performance last night in Miami. Tell me you don't think he answered questions directly. Tell me you didn't think he didn't come off as being personable and clear and focused on Americans, middle-class Americans. Tell me he didn't expose Joe Biden's failed record in the 8 years he was Obama's vice president. Tell me the president didn't do a spectacular job on the NBC town hall. And listen, as lousy as Savannah Guthrie was in wanting to debate him, that was fine. Credit to NBC for even doing it. They didn't have to do it. They didn't have to do it. Ratings aren't in yet. Derek just sent me some kind of digital breakdown. Those aren't the real ratings. We'll see. We'll see if President Trump... I would have doubts even about the veracity of the numbers since they lie about everything else, since they lie about COVID numbers. You know, this CDC thing came out last week where I think it was 85% combined people who always or nearly always wore masks still got infected with COVID in a month. It was one study, admittedly, but somehow the CDC says that wasn't accurate or not in context. You can't trust anything they're telling us, and we all know it. You know, we all know it. We're in this for ourselves, and we're in this for one another, and we got to take care of business. And take care of business we shall. I believe that with all of my heart. Welcome in to a Friday, October 16th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. I hope you join me. Press 1 to come on air, 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments at the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE. But for goodness sakes, join us because we got a lot to talk about.
What you're hearing on the radio?
Download the free Mike Gallagher Show podcast
and take us with you 24/7.
Go to MikeOnline.com.
Hey, Mike, just to let you know what they did to us out here in Phoenix, Arizona, is they put the president's show on CNBC instead of NBC, and people were spending the first half hour just trying to find out where it was being broadcast.
Hi, Mike. Why is everyone so shocked about how Savannah Guthrie treated President Trump last night? She was rude. She interrupted. Meanwhile, Biden gets a cakewalk.
From the former Clinton administration official, George Stephanopoulos, who clearly wants a fellow Democrat to win. But like she says, why is anybody shocked at things that aren't shocking? You're shocked that Savannah Guthrie was rude to the president? It's okay. Don't focus on that. Focus on how great he did, because he did a terrific job. Focus on Joe Biden, and some of his rambling, indecipherable babblings, like including what police officers he thinks should do when their life is in jeopardy and a dangerous bad guy, a dangerous person armed, is charging a police officer. Sheriff Joe knows how to handle that.
But we can do this. You can ban chokeholds. You can, but beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. There's ways you have to do more background checks in terms of whether or not the person coming in passes certain psychological tests.
Yeah, he just lost the entire law enforcement vote in America. Because anybody who is law enforcement, anybody who loves law enforcement like a family member, anybody who is a relative of law enforcement knows how asinine it is to say you shoot somebody charging at you instead of center mass to stop them, you shoot them in the leg. You right, you clip them, right? Right, Uncle Joe? You clip them in the ankle. That's what you do when they're coming at you with a 357 Magnum. You shoot them in the like that. And when you shoot them in the leg, don't shoot them in the femoral artery. Shoot them in the fleshy part of their ankle, preferably on the left side, where there's a little. Maybe you could just get their big toe, right, Mr. Law enforcement expert. He just lost the entire law enforcement vote in America. So that's good. Bad night for Joe Biden on many levels. Very strong night for President Trump on many levels as well. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home. Joanne, you're up. Hey, Joanne, how are you?
Hey. Hey, we watched both the Biden show and then we watched the Trump.
Right.
And when he had where he said about the police, shoot them in the foot and bring a psychologist along, that was a joke.
I know. That's him.
And then watching our president where that lady was standing behind, just, you know,
nodding her head.
The heads up. And yes, it was excellent.
I think we need to put Pavlina behind me. Joanne, we're going to put Pavlina Osta behind me in the studio and just nod. Put a mask on. Put a big oversized mask on. Nod and then raise your fist and give me a thumbs up. And I need somebody to tell me I have a handsome smile. I thought, do you remember who was the late night comic that got in trouble because he mussed up Trump's hair during the campaign? Jimmy Fallon was eviscerated after he did that. And I was watching that whole controversy. I thought, what's controversial about that? Oh, he normalized this monster. Well, I bet he didn't tell him he had a handsome smile like that lady did last night. Really, the damage that does to the Trump-hating world is kind of funny. What am I? I'm starting to get these text messages. We just heard that message. What do you mean NBC didn't carry it in Arizona? It was an NBC product. Here's another text message on the MyPillow text line. My local NBC affiliate didn't carry Trump's town hall, but some show by the name of Connect. I'm going to write a nasty gram to them. What? They preempted it locally in market? Let me listen to this again.
Hey, Mike. Just to let you know what they did to us out here in Phoenix, Arizona, is they put the president's show on CNBC instead of NBC, and people were spending the first half hour just trying to find out where it was being broadcast.
Honestly, that is news, I think. I haven't heard that anywhere. It was on CNBC, it was on MSNBC, it was on NBC, but there was such fallout. Even Katie Couric went after NBC on social media yesterday, saying that they were furious that NBC even gave President Trump the town hall. And like I said, I'm glad that they gave him the platform. Were there actually major media markets that didn't carry the town hall on NBC? That was an NBC station, NBC network event. You got to call me if your local station didn't carry it, because I want to know who they are, because you ought to know who they are, because you ought to know that local station made an electoral decision. They are interfering with the election, no different than Twitter and Facebook, if this is true. I can't believe that happened. Here's a text message. I couldn't get it on TV in Charlotte either. The station had technical difficulties. Wow. Did that happen last night? Were they blocked it? Holy smokes. Let's find out. 1-800-655-MIKE. This is what they're doing. This is why you've got to be a part of KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Portions of our show brought to you by Job Creators Network. Voting has already started in some states. If you live in Ohio, did you know early person voting began 28 days before the election? In Arizona, it's 27. You got to go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Commit to take at least one person to the polls, just one. Do a little, do a lot, but do your part. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. We're going to make this one of the biggest get-out-the-vote efforts in history. We want to get to up to 1 million people. Already, I think about 400,000 of you have done it. Keep it going. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Is it true that local markets didn't carry a network event like the Trump Town Hall? Got a lot of calls, a lot of text messages coming in. We're on to something, I think. Stick around.
Mike Gallagher.
There's a difference between a news person, a news journalist, and an opinion host, like me.
I just don't know why we have to tell the people what they need to hear.
I'm not a journalist, and I'm not always fair. I'm not paid to be fair.
Why can't we just tell them what they want to hear?
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
This is kind of unbelievable. I don't think people know this. My producer can't find any coverage of this whatsoever. You mean to tell me that NBC affiliates around the country were not carrying the president's town hall last night? You know what that's called? That's called election interference. Because two major American networks gave the two presidential candidates a platform. ABC gave Biden a town hall. NBC gave Trump a town hall. You mean to tell me that stations in Phoenix, in Illinois, in Colorado, in the upstate of South Carolina? I don't think that can be right. There's no way. This would, first of all, be a major story. Just like the Twitter, Facebook suppression is a major story. Like Josh Hawley put it, that this is election suppression. This is interfering with the election. This is taking established media, like the New York Post, and censoring it. Not airing President Trump's town hall on an NBC affiliate is censoring it. I gotta find this out here. Zane, you're up on the Mike Gallagher Show. Zane, where are you calling from?
I'm in Colorado Springs right now working, but I live in Pueblo West, Colorado. And me and my wife sat down to watch it at 7. They had Biden's debate on. We went over to NBC. We checked all other channels, CNBC, and it showed on NBC that show Connect.
What is Connect? What is that? What is that?
I have no idea because I don't watch reality shows, but it looks like some kind of reality show to me. But they showed it would be there, but they never aired it at all. We kept flipping back and forth. Never did air it.
Where is your local station? Your local station is based where? In Colorado Springs? Do you know where it is?
Yes, Colorado Springs.
You need to call them right now. You need to make a phone call. Yeah. Get off the phone for me and call them and say you don't appreciate the way they censored the president of the United States last night, because that was, I guess, a decision on the local level. And this ought to be, I'm going to reach out to some national media, and we're going to make sure that people are aware that this happened. Here's Jake. Hey, Jake, where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm also calling from Colorado Springs. I appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you. The same thing happened there? Obviously. So you're going to reiterate it, I guess.
Wow. Absolutely. I do want to clear up that I did call around and check. So at the same time, I called my father, who lives in Illinois, to see if I was wrong about the time or anything, and I wasn't. But then later last evening, there was a Facebook post sent out from the local NBC affiliate KOAA 5, and they posted something about, sorry for the confusion with scheduling conflict. We will replay the show in its entirety at a later
time. Bull crap. That wasn't a scheduling confusion. Yeah. They censored the president. You need to call Channel 5, Jake.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet. Thank you, Jake. And I'm being told now, Greenville, apparently the upstate did carry it at 8 o'clock. Let's see. I'm getting a bunch of text messages. Phoenix affiliate did not carry it. Did not air in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Louisville did carry. Listen, understand, it's a network product. That was a NBC network event that it would be, let me put it politely and diplomatically, highly irregular for a local affiliate not to carry an NBC show like this. If they didn't carry it, that is called election interference. That is suppression. And see, here's what's great about the week that's happening. This is what is so important. This is why this all matters. The president is being vindicated in talking about media bias and all of his narrative about the deck being stacked against him. He's been vindicated in a remarkable way this week. Michael Goodwin wrote about it at the New York Post. There is no end to the media bias against President Trump and his supporters. The news that Steve Scully, the political editor of C-SPAN, lied about being hacked to hide a message to a fierce, vicious anti-Trumper like Anthony Scaramucci is no ordinary moment, writes Michael Goodwin, a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer. It's a startling confirmation that the cancer of partisanship has eaten away the heart of fairness and integrity at nearly all of America's leading media outlets. Too many so-called journalists no longer see their role as reporting the news. They take sides and twist the facts to make them fit. Now, this story about Steve Scully is a bombshell. He was picked to moderate, which should have been last night's second presidential debate. The dummies at the Presidential Debate Commission pulled the plug because Trump had COVID a week ago. Listen, I'm not entirely blaming them. Who would have thought he would have bounced back and was 100% like he is? He's barnstorming the country, looking like and sounding like a million bucks. He cleared COVID and he's negative and he did great. They pulled the plug. No in-person debate. We could do it on Skype. Trump said, I'm not going to do a Zoom call. I'm going to be on a stage. And then the whole story about Twitter and Facebook blatantly wielding their enormous power to keep voters from learning a sordid truth about Joe Biden's involvement with son Hunter's business schemes. Their Democrat protection plan at Twitter and Facebook involves the refusal to let their users share the New York Post's report that an email shows the former vice president met with an advisor to Burisma. Biden has always claimed he didn't know anything about his son's business, never even talked to him about it. But in the 2015 email, the advisor, Vadim Pozarsky, thanked Hunter Biden for the opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. The email suggests Joe Biden is lying about Burisma and this shady deal. The stacked deck, Michael Goodwin writes, isn't limited to the media. For comparison, consider this. The FBI began spying on Trump's 2016 campaign with far less information than the Post has published about the Biden family business. I call it the Biden family grift. All Jim Comey's band of dirty cops had was the salacious Steele dossier, none of which was verified. If it wasn't for their double standards, big media and big tech wouldn't have any standards at all. And if stations around the country didn't air Trump's town hall, which incidentally was a tremendous performance by the president last night, he took on Savannah Guthrie. She was badgering him about masks and white supremacy. He said over and over, I condemn white supremacy. How many times is Trump supposed to condemn white supremacy before somebody says, well, I guess he does. Here he is last night condemning white supremacy. Cut
white six. Supremacy. In the moment, you didn't. You asked some follow-up questions. Who specifically? A couple of days later, on a different show, you denounced white supremacy.
No,
my question to you is,
you've done this to
why
me and
does
everybody,
it seem like...
I denounced white supremacy, okay?
You did 2 days later.
I've denounced white supremacy for years, but you always do it. You always start off with a question. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa. I watched him on the same basic show with Lester Holt, and he was asking questions like Biden was a child.
Well, this is a little bit of a dodge.
Are you listening? I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
What's your next question?
Do you feel, it feels sometimes you're hesitant to do so, like you wait a bit.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats who don't know what they're doing.
I counted 5 times he said I denounce white supremacy. But you seem hesitant. Oh, 5 times you say it in a sentence, it's hesitant? She's a hack, and she's got a talking point, and the bias is very, very clear. And the bias evidently extended to cities all over the country that didn't even air the Trump town hall. Bob's in, is there in San Diego, Bob?
Yes, Mike.
Didn't air?
And... Well, it did, but with all the news about it beforehand, I fully expected it to be on network TV, and I go to the cable guide, and it wasn't there, and I frantically search for it up and down, and I finally find it on CNBC, and I think, wow, only people with cable can watch this, but everybody with a regular TV broadcast can watch the Joe Biden.
So you're telling me the NBC affiliate in San Diego, California, did not air the NBC Trump town hall last night?
That's correct. It was not on broadcast TV.
What was on in its place?
The regular programming, whatever silly shows they had.
Holy cow. That, Bob,
yeah.
This is amazing. This is staggering. I wonder how many millions of people didn't get to see it because local affiliates, evidently like yours in San Diego, made an editorial decision to censor the president.
And the worst part was it was only an hour, whereas Joe Biden's was 2 hours.
Oh, I know. I know it was, but that was already done. That was already advanced, but it was to be cleared, I'm sure, on all the NBC stations. So evidently, local general managers, and that's who it is, Bob. You find out who the general manager is of the San Diego affiliate. Find out who the general manager is in Colorado Springs. Find out who it is in all across the country. If they block this thing out, that is actual, literal election interference. That is taking a major network. That's just incredible. That's the linear equivalent of having a debate with Biden and Trump on stage and the local affiliate putting a black box over Trump's face and editing out his voice. Wow. 800-655-MIKE. We're learning something here on the Mike Gallagher Show, brought to you in part by Relief Factor. We're in the relieffactor.com studios. Whoa. We're going to continue it. I'm really stunned at this one. And if the ratings aren't the monster ratings that Trump should have enjoyed, maybe this is why. Maybe that's part of the scheme, to try to suppress what would have been a big victory, or should be a big victory, because trust me, you go back and forth, I watched them both. There wasn't any comparison. It was like the Major League, World Series on NBC compared to a Sandlot Little League game in the alley with Joe Biden. 1-800-655-MIKE. If you can't get through on our talk lines, text us your comments. The MyPillow text line is open, 800-655-6453. I'm glad you're here.
Want a great movie that will change your life?
Go to SalemNow.com for some of the most compelling documentaries and movies available anywhere.
SalemNow.com.
And use the promo code MikeG to get a big discount.
Hey, Mike. Mike. I was wondering why Biden could sit in front of a host last night and Trump had to sit in front of a hostile interrogator, but they couldn't get together and have a debate. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Mike, this is Marvel from San Antonio, Texas. The local affiliate did not air the Trump town hall last night.
Honestly, this is as big or bigger than the Twitter, Facebook censorship, because these are millions of people who watch broadcast TV, and it's done with one reason. Has to be. And this has to get out. We're going to put some kind. I just talked to one of the executives here at the Salem Radio Network, Tom Tradup. He just talked to a friend of his in San Diego who confirmed this, that major markets did not carry the Trump town hall. That's an attempt to suppress the ratings, to stack the deck again, to cheat. These are a bunch of crooks who don't want Trump to enjoy the national ratings he would have gotten if all the affiliates across the country were carrying it. And somebody's telling me in San Diego, they believe the NBC station, that's an owned and operated affiliate. That means that is not like some of these stations have partnerships with networks. If it's an O&O, that's a whole different ballgame. Trust me, I deal in network radio. Our O&Os, you know, we're all one big family. You carry our programming. You don't carry another show. Very big deal. And we'll see if we can't reach out to maybe Howie Kurtz over at Fox News or, you know, somebody who could be made aware. Because we can't find any national coverage of this whatsoever. Don't you see how they're cheating? Don't you see what they're doing to the American people with big tech, with television, every effort they can to steal this election from this president and from the Republican Party and you, the American voter? Wow. Big story. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. I hope you reach out to the one and only Mike Lindell's team in Minnesota, where I'm told Minneapolis, St. Paul, oh, shocker, they didn't carry it either, apparently, last night. Minneapolis, St. Paul. But you know what Mike Lindell is doing? He's mixing business and his political beliefs, because he's guiding Minnesotans to go red. Minnesota might go red. President might take Minnesota if Minnesotans wake up and see how you're being lied to, and see how you're being deceived, and see how you're being sold a bill of goods by the Democratic Party. And support Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow, like so many are doing. Buy one premium MyPillow, the pillow that never goes flat. Pillow stays cool through the night. It gives your neck a little hug. Buy one premium, get the second one free. Get the doggy beds for as low as $19.99. The Giza Dream Sheets, the smoothest, softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. Get two sets of Giza Dream bed sheets for one low price plus free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code Mike G, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. Here's Rich. Hey, Rich, thanks for joining us.
Greetings, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
First, I want to say I believe 100% Trump is going to win. Now, with that being said, I think this is the biggest reality TV show. Politics has become reality TV. This is a wag-the-dog situation. I think they can't tell you this, but I believe the Democrats want Trump in office. I mean, look at what they're presenting as his opponents, Clinton and Biden. It's like they're giving him the presidency. Now, they have to play the game, but I think they want him in there. I really do.
Well, I don't know what I don't know what's behind it. Listen, I get your point that their presentation is so wretched, is so terrible and so corrupt. It feels like it's a joke. It feels like almost like it's satirical. Like Biden is a fake candidate that they can't possibly think this guy could lead the country for the next 8 years. In fact, the majority of Americans don't think he will make it through his first term. Kamala Harris? One of the most radical leftist senators in that august body? Wow. And this corruption, I'm so mad here, I'm shaking, that markets weren't carrying the Trump town hall last night. Wait till you see the ratings. They won't be anywhere where they should have been. Coming up, Biden did deal with the court packing issue in another disastrous way last night. And how about this scandal of the moderator for what would have been last night's debate admitting that he lied about being hacked? We're going to give you an update on that incredible story coming up.